Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, at this time of year, I'm always looking for that quintessential perfect springtime in a glass, which you can find. They are out there. But I think you've really struck a jackpot with this one.
You know, ever since I was first introduced to Albarino some 25 years ago, I've always enjoyed the delicate floral aromatics, crisp minerality, which makes it, as you said, a perfect wine for spring. Albarinos are best known from the region of Rías Baixas in northwest Spain. But viticulture for this emerging grape is now moving all across the world, even to the state of Maryland.
We do it very well.
And the wine is typically light with citrus, peach, and apricot flavors, bright acidity, and with a little potential bitter notes in the finish. After Rías Baixas, the next largest producing area is Vinho Verde in Portugal, where it is called Alvarinho opposed to a B. This is from a producer called Foral, F-O-R-A-L. I tried the 2024 Old Vines Alvarinho. As is typical with Vinho Verde, the wine is just slightly spritzy, a little bit of pétillant. Pale straw, the wine presents an intense forward nose of citrus, apple, and floral aromas over a very rounded, rich palate with zippy acidity.
So yeah.
This is ideal as an aperitif. It would also pair well with light cheeses. Ceviche, I think, would be a really, really nice match. And obviously seafood.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an outstanding value at $15.99.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. Next, I tried a surprising example from Uruguay.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, this is the 2024 Bodega Garzón single vineyard Albarino. It's different from the Foral wine. The wine is pleasantly understated. It shows the typical aroma and flavors of peach and citrus with some more tropical sort of fruit notes, nuances of mango and maybe a little bit of pineapple. Lots of complexity and subtlety, ending with a fresh, crisp finish with nice minerality. It's everything the Foral has, but a bit more elegant and, for better words, a little more polished. Also a very good value at $19.99.
That sounds great.
Most surprising to me was an Albarino from McPherson Cellars based near Lubbock, Texas.
Get out of town. Really? No kidding.
I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, I said Texas. And the certified growing region is now called Texas High Plains. So, founded by a gentleman named Dr. Clinton McPherson in the late 60s, I believe McPherson Cellars was the very first Texas serious winery.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something. I think I will see what else they're going to produce because I was kind of impressed with this one. Mm-hmm. But I digress. Well, the McPherson 2023 Albarino is described by the property as the moment between spring and summer. Pale straw, nose of a citrus, especially lemon, yielding to peach and a note of honeysuckle. This wine was notably leaner and less generous than the prior two. Clearly an Albarino, but obviously different due to its vastly different geographic provenance. Mm-hmm. Of the three I recently tried, the Garzón was probably the most complex, but at the wonderful $15.99 price point, the Foral Albarino from Portugal is my wine of the week.
Oh, man, that's tremendous. We're going to put these on the website. You can go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.